personalities, that's completely different than any of us older guys. We've never been like that. So this is a new batch of guys that are going to do things in a new way.
Bubba Wallace and Ryan Blaney are both 23. 24-year-old Kyle Larson leads the standings, and 21-year-old Chase Elliott is second overall. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
We've made it to hour number three. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way until 7 o'clock tonight. We've got Game 5 of the Bulls and Celtics NBA Playoff Series on the way for you if you are listening to us on 106.3 FM in Iowa City or on 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa. That's the game that you'll be getting tonight on 107.5 FM. Completely different sport. Baseball, the Minnesota Twins taking on the Texas Rangers. That comes, of course, your way on the Twins Radio Network. Your home for Minnesota Twins baseball all summer long in eastern Iowa is 107.5 FM, KGYM's North Gym. Now let's take a look at the KGYM poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. It's available on our website. As far as sports coverage is concerned, would you rather be informed or be combative? If informed doesn't have 100% of the vote, I'm not quite sure what we're going after at this point, but that is the result right now. Informed with 100% of the vote. Emil's Hideaway, an informed dinner decision tonight if you're looking for something to do. They're on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. And we've got the 6 o'clock showdown coming up as soon as we've got someone to answer the phone for your calls, so please don't call in just yet. Tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels take on the Lake County Captains tonight. Not tonight. The Colonels are taking on the Bees of Burlington tonight, but Lake County coming up on May 4th. That's a four-pack of tickets, and we'll have that coming up for you in a matter of mere minutes on the 6 o'clock showdown. That number that you're going to need to call, 319-366-1600, and again, we'll let you know what time to give us a shout there. Seven questions, 60 seconds. If you answer more than the contestant that you're going up against, then you're going to win those Colonel's tickets tonight. So plenty more to get to. The Gary Barta testimony continued today at the Jane Meyer trial. It fascinates me. They've bounced around so much at this trial as far as when people are testifying and then somebody else testifies, and then it's back to Gary Barta. It's very hard to keep track of, but I know Lisa Bluter was scheduled to testify earlier today. I don't know whether they actually got to her testimony or not, but it seemed, again, as if a lot of this was a rehash of stuff that they've already dealt with, the questioning. And the defense for the University of Iowa seems to be taking umbrage with the fact that some other cases are being brought in here. They feel as if they're simultaneously trying the Jane Meyer lawsuit, Tracy Griesbaum, who is her domestic partner and also happens to be the former field hockey coach that was fired. She's got a separate lawsuit. They feel like they're trying this at the same time. And now some other things were brought to light today that the defense wasn't too happy about. But all in all, I would say a mixed bag in looking at the results of the testimony today from Gary Barta, some of the expert witnesses that were on the stand. Can't necessarily say that Iowa came out of this looking too good today, because part of the testimony was that some other complaints were brought to the department's attention. Gary Barta didn't do anything about them, but he did act on the field hockey complaint. And for the most part, it was Gary Barta testifying as to why that was different than some of the other complaints.
And I guess it's all a matter of perception of which side is more believable at this point. We've talked about this before, but it's become he said, she said, and then Gary Barta kind of defending. There have been several instances of Gary Barta defending situations that Jane Meyer brought up as to how one situation might be handled a little bit different than the other situation. It comes down to, I'm no law expert. I don't think any of us here are, and I certainly feel for some of the people that are having to cover this We've talked to Chad Lystico, Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register out there covering it, and Jeremiah Davis, because every day it seems to be A, more he said, she said, and then B, more rehashing of what they heard yesterday. So it seems like it's been drug out, a long drug out process, and it just I don't see, unless something that she brings to light is so shocking and so obvious, some hard evidence, it's still very much one side says something and the other side says something completely contrary.
All right, 10 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, you know what we do on Wednesdays during the 6 o'clock hour. It's the 6 o'clock showdown. We'll take callers number 1 and 2 right now to 319-366-1600. You're going to have a chance to take home 4 tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels take on Lake County next Thursday night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. That is a thirsty Thursday evening, by the way, on the promotional schedule. 319-366-1600. We'll take callers number 1 and 2 right now for the chance to win Colonels tickets. All you need to do, answer 7 questions in 60 seconds. And as long as you beat your opponent, those tickets are going to be yours.
366-1600. Like all of history's great battles and that one episode of Seinfeld,
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
And we'll do that momentarily here. It's Joel in Muscatine on line 1. It looks like he's going to be on my team. And we're in Cedar Rapids with our second contestant. It's just taking a little bit. There's a little bit of a lag between getting the names into the system and having them show up here in the studio. But it's going to be Scott playing with you tonight, Alex. So Joel and Scott, welcome aboard, and if there are any questions, we'll answer them now. Otherwise, we'll go ahead and jump right in. Any questions, gentlemen?
Nope, I'm good.
You're good. Alex, I'm going to cede things to you once again. You will go ahead and start with the 7 questions that I'm handing over to you. If, by the way, there is a tie at the end of things, then we're going to go ahead and give you a tiebreaker. We'll have an opportunity, and we'll explain things if we get to that point.
All right, Scott, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now. What UI head coach was expected to testify today at the Jane Meyer trial? And once again, if you don't know it, say pass.
Pass.
All right, the Burlington Bees are playing the Colonels tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Which of the following Chicago Cubs players did not play in Burlington? Multiple choice, Ben Zobrist, Mike Montgomery, or Addison Russell?
Mike Montgomery.
What longtime ESPN NFL reporter was let go by the network today?
Pass.
How many home runs does Scott Schebler hit today for the Cincinnati Reds?
2.
What team picks between the Browns and the Bears at the top of tomorrow's NFL draft? So number 2 overall, who has a number 2 selection?
Pass.
And finally, which former Chicago Bull is celebrating a birthday today? Bill Winnington, Tony Kukoc, B.J. Armstrong, or Will Perdue?
B.J. Armstrong.
Well, good guess, but not the correct answer. That's Tony Kukoc, by the way.
Yeah.
That's okay. You were probably 7 years old when he was a member of the Bull. I got to remember that sometimes. Joel, we've got to beat one correct answer. Do you think we can pull this off?
I hope so, but I'm not confident.
Okay. Let's go ahead and set the clock. Former Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch signed with what NFL team today?
Oakland Raiders.
Which Celtics player was Jimmy Butler referring to when he said, quote, he's not about that life, in reference to an altercation that took place in Game 4 of the series?
Pat.
Name 2 of the 4 teams left in the Western Conference of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs.
Pat.
Which Big Ten football coach met the Pope today?
Jim Harbaugh.
Which current Toronto Blue Jay and former Chicago Cub leaped over Yadier Molina to score a run yesterday in the Cardinals game last night?
Pass.
True or false, Rajon Rondo will play in Game 5 tonight against the Celtics?
True.
Adam Schefter reported today that he's hearing rumblings that what quarterback could possibly be the number one overall pick tomorrow night?
Mitchell Trubisky.
That would be three correct answers to one. Joel, congratulations. You got yourself tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels take on the Lake County Captains Thursday night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We're going to go ahead and put you on hold, and Kyle will let you know how to get your hands on those tickets. Scott, we appreciate you playing with us tonight, and give it a shot next week for the 6 o'clock showdown. Let's go ahead and run down the questions that were missed there. Jimmy Butler was talking about Marcus Smart when he made those comments. The four teams, we needed two of them remaining in the Western Conference Stanley Cup playoff race. One series gets underway, both series, I should say, get underway tonight. Game one, Nashville takes on St. Louis, and Anaheim faces Edmonton. He got Jim Harbaugh meeting with the Pope. He gave the Pope a Michigan helmet as well as a pair of tennis shoes. Very interesting there. Maybe the Pope will rock those Air Jordans. Chris Coughlin leapt over Yadier Molina last night, a la Willie Mays Hayes, to score a run for the Blue Jays. And if it's not true, it's false. Rondo will not play tonight in Game 5 against his former team. He is targeting a return in Game 6 of that series. We, by the way, have that game for you again tonight on 106.3 FM as well as 1600 AM. Game 5, Celtics Bulls from Boston.
What UI head coach was expected to testify today at the Jane Meyer trial? That would be Lisa Bluter. Ben Zobrist did not play in Burlington. That was question number two. Ed Werder was the longtime ESPN NFL reporter that was let go by ESPN today. He got the Scott Schebler hitting two home runs. The San Francisco 49ers have the number two overall pick between the Cleveland Browns and the Chicago Bears. And then finally, we didn't get to this question. Felix Hernandez, the former AL Cy Young Award winner, was placed on the DL by the Seattle Mariners today.
Bill Winnington's birthday today. I saw that, and I thought I'll throw that on there just for the sake of nostalgia. A lot of Bulls fans remember Bill Winnington. And it's interesting, the Bees are an affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They are not a Cubs affiliate, but Mike Montgomery was a Burlington pitcher when they were affiliated with the Kansas City Royals. And then Addison Russell played in Burlington when he was a first-round draft pick of the Oakland Athletics. So thought I'd have a little fun there with the Burlington Bees, who were in town finishing up that three-game series at Veterans Memorial Stadium with the Colonels. By the way, Lisa Bluter did testify today at the Jane Meyer trial, and according to Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register, her testimony lasted about 5 minutes, and that was it.
Was she cross-examined by both sides? Or was it just a one-sided affair? I'm sure we'll find that, but
That I couldn't tell you from the testimony here. It just looks as if she was appearing on behalf of Gary Barta, or Gary Barta and the defense wanted her to testify here. But according to Mark Emmert, Bluter was asked to describe her relationship with Barta, and she said it was good. She was asked no questions about Jane Meyer, who filed the suit in the first place. And Lisa also testified under oath. She was asked about assistant coach Jan Jensen and her wife and how they had been treated or welcomed around the athletic department. And she said that they had been welcomed at department social functions. So
this sounds like she was obviously testifying on behalf of the defense, and the plaintiff didn't have really anything to ask her.
To boil it down, that particular question certainly sounds like, does it sound like the department has a problem with lesbians or people who are gay? And Lisa Bluter basically said no. And it's not a secret. It's been out there for a while that Jan Jensen is a lesbian, and these are the things that come up whether you want them to be discussed or not at the trial. And Iowa has, they've battled certain teams and the stigma of recruiting in women's basketball, and that is just another topic for another time. But I'll tell you what, Jan Jensen's one of my favorite coaches down there at the University of Iowa, and I've enjoyed conversations with her, and I think her and Lisa do a tremendous job with that program. And by the way, they've got a staff opening with Lacey Goldwire leaving for Arkansas, but 5 minutes, go all the way to Des Moines, and your testimony is only 5 minutes. I would have expected it to last a little bit longer. Mark Emmert drew the short straw again today for the Des Moines Register. We talked with Chad Lystico earlier in the week about how they were doing their coverage. It's primarily going to be Mark Emmert moving forward that keeps tabs on the trial. This is now the second week of a trial that could last up to 3 to 4 weeks. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that. They had a couple other expert witnesses called today, and I think Gary Barta was back on the stand for a little bit also.
So Gary Barta has been on the stand for the better part of a day and a half, and Lisa Bluder gets the 5 minute call. I would be interested to wonder how long she thought she was going to be on the stand for, seeing how things have unfolded so far in this case.
2 hours, you go to drive 2 hours, you clear your day, drive Hold 2 hours to Des Moines. You're on the stand for 5 minutes and then you're out the door. Maybe you can at least stop and get yourself some barbecue or something before you head back home, a little Fong's pizza. I don't know what Lisa's tastes are when she's in the Capitol, but I'm sure she made a day of it more so than just testifying for 5 minutes at the trial. You can follow Mark on Twitter at Mark Emmert. And remember, that's Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register, not the president of the NCAA, who has the same name. And Mark often
that
gets
poor guy.
Tweets directed to the president of the NCAA that are nasty, vile, disgusting, and then he has to explain to people who aren't smart enough to figure out, no, he just has the same name as the president of the NCAA. I feel sorry for him, and every time I see him at the coach's corner, I always want to buy him a drink. We do see him, by the way, at the coach's corner every once in a while because he lives in the neighborhood. Stop on in on Friday. He's probably going to be busy covering the trial. But if you don't have anything better to do, join us for the KGYM road trip. We'll be at 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. That's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. And you can check Linder Tire out online at lindertire.com. Three locations, one in Grinnell, one in Iowa City, and one in North Liberty.
I seem to be getting back to the Mark Emmert Twitter kind of happenings. Was it after the national championship game where he got a lot of tweets about the officiating?
Yes. And then it was also during, I think, some of the rule proposals. I think he was getting tweets during that point too. But the officiating in the national championship game, Mark's Twitter feed was quite entertaining, to say the least.
That's the second worst case of mistaken identity on Twitter that I've ever seen. I think,
and the first case would be
the announcer for the Baltimore Ravens by the name
Jerry
of Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah,
with a G.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. See, Mark Emmert is spelled exactly the same. Jerry Sandusky of the Ravens and Jerry Sandusky, the pedophile Penn State assistant football coach, spelled their names differently. So a little bit of differentiation there. Tracy Griesbaum, by the way, who was fired by Gary Barta and is the partner of Jane Meyer, did not testify today, so she may be on tap tomorrow. And I imagine there could be some fireworks there.
So basically, and like I said, no law expert, but the defendant side is trying to lump all of these cases together while the athletic department is trying to rightfully separate them, is what I'm gathering at this point, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, it's a singular lawsuit. They are not lumped together. And I think the feeling among the defense right now is that they're fighting multiple fronts within one trial. And whether or not that's necessarily what they want to be doing, but it certainly seems to be the prosecution's strategy here, is to try to keep Iowa on its heels and throw anything it can at them. And so you've got Tracy Griesbaum, who filed a separate lawsuit, and I don't know where that stands as far as trial or settlement or anything like that, but it just seems as if Iowa feels it's under attack here at the Jane Meyer trial. And again, we'll give you updates as we have them, but they have adjourned for the day. No more testimony. 25 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, and Cajun Troy says she's going to be at the Drake Relays Friday in Des Moines, so there is plenty to do. They set up the pole vaulting indoors downtown. I believe it's at one of the malls, if I remember correctly, but they've come up with some creative ways to market the Drake Relays there, which at one point in time was a major, major track and field event that the entire country paid attention to. It's still very prestigious, but it doesn't quite get the coverage that maybe it deserves. And I suppose if ESPN had a track and field writer, they may or may not have lost their job today as well. We'll have some more thoughts on what many people are calling the carnage at ESPN today, as upwards of 100 people were laid off and lost their jobs. 25 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, another Midwest One Bank Big Board update and more on the way after this.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay. Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are you? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
You hear win-win a lot, but at the Westdale Used Car Superstore, I've got Denny Z on the phone to prove it.
With guaranteed credit approval and guaranteed at least $2,000 for your trade.
It ain't bragging when it's guaranteed.
On top of that, over 2,000 vehicles to choose from. Budget Boulevard bikes from $6,000, plus a huge selection under $10,000.
That's why the competition says, you've got a factory connection.
A factory connection? I can't comment on that.
But the Westdale Used Car Superstore puts people in cars, saves them thousands.
We enjoy helping people with guaranteed credit approval.
And at least $2,000 guaranteed for a trade-in.
That's regardless of condition. It really is win-win at Westdale.
And with the McGrath family of dealerships.
For sure, the most trusted automotive name in Iowa.
Join the family at the Westdale Used Car Superstore.
Right behind Walmart at Wiley and 33rd Avenue, Southwest and Cedar Rapids.
$2,000 for your trade financed through the Westdale Used Car Superstore. For details,
log on McGrathAuto.com, click special.
What kind of job would make you happier? One that pays more? One that makes you feel appreciated? One that offers the kind of benefits that world-class companies can offer? Red Star Yeast in Cedar Rapids has all that and a lot more, like company picnics and nights out at the ballpark. You get the benefits of a big company and the family feel at Red Star Yeast. What that means is you're appreciated and you're heard. Red Star Yeast is looking for electrical and mechanical maintenance technicians right now. To learn more about joining the Red Star Yeast family in Cedar Rapids, visit the careers page at redstaryeast.com.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa, online at KGYMradio.com. Bad news for the Iowa State basketball program. Shakur Justin, who they were hoping to land his services, he has committed to UNLV tonight. So no Shakur, as in Tupac Shakur.
I was guessing that was who he was named after. Was he a graduate transfer? I was trying, because they were going after Markel Crawford from Memphis as a graduate transfer. They had a couple other in mind. But yeah, this is the time where you start seeing those pieces fall, as it's become very, very prevalent in college basketball.
And this has also been a problem for Iowa State, that is, with losing players to UNLV. So not to say that there's a rivalry there at all, but they were hoping to land him. He was going to be a big part of their recruiting class, and tonight he's announced that he's headed to UNLV instead. The cuts continue to deepen at ESPN. We've talked a little NASCAR this week because of Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s retirement.
Think about that.
Dr. Jerry Punch out after 30 years at the network.
So how much less hockey and NASCAR talk are we going to have? Are we just going to have the token one person to talk NASCAR, Barry Melrose to talk hockey? It's going to be a one-man show for some of these niche sports, right?
For some of the sports that are less popular nationally, they're paring down their coverage, and especially online and in print, which I think is unfortunate because there's talking and then there's actual reporting. And in order to talk about something, you need people to report on it in the first place. And you may or may not watch ESPN, and I certainly am no longer a religious watcher of that network, but you know what? I consume a ton of content that's churned out by ESPN because I'm reading Adam Rittenberg, and I would be reading Brian Bennett and Austin Ward and even Mark Saxon, who up until today covered baseball for ESPN. I believe he was out in Los Angeles covering the Angels for a while and then has been in St. Louis for the last several years as the Cardinals writer for ESPN. That's where this really hits home. It's not the on-air talents, although it's certainly disappointing to see guys like Chris Hassel losing their job. To me, it's all these great content providers that ESPN isn't going to have anymore, and you hope that these people turn up somewhere else. But there are no guarantees, especially in this day and age where there are hundreds of people out there writing and blogging and posting about the same things.
So is this just going to become, is the sports media scene, especially at ESPN, just going to become one big opinion piece? Because as you just spoke to, the guys that they got rid of today were the hard news reporters, basically, if you want to look at it from the...
They're one of their legal guys, one of their legal experts out of a job today. Some behind-the-scenes people, some studio hosts, Danny Cannell out of a job, and we'll again touch on that a little bit because this obviously affects us here as an ESPN radio affiliate because we don't know what's going to go into that giant crater that is a three-hour afternoon program between noon and 3 o'clock when Scott Unash and Mark Dukes come on the air every day. So it seemed to be content-heavy writers, producers of content for the most part, but there were certainly people in other aspects of ESPN's empire that were hit as well. Stephen A. Smith, still employed at a salary of $3.5 million a year, which the average, I saw this earlier today, the average salary of the people that were let go today or the average ESPN writer was making about $85,000, to which I say, damn, that's good work if you can get it, because there aren't a whole lot of writers making $85,000. Now, I have a feeling someone misconstrued talent like an Ed Werder or somebody along that line, maybe a Chris Hassel, somebody who's on camera. $85,000 as a writer at ESPN.com, that is a little unfathomable for me, but you could pay a lot of people with Stephen A. Smith's salary. He's not going anywhere. The network is, they've decided what they're doing moving forward. And we're going to get into this coming up in just a little bit. We do owe a Midwest One Bank big board update, and we'll do that here before taking a break. Colonels about ready to get going at Veterans Memorial Stadium. It's the rubber match of their three-game series with the Burlington Bees. Last night, the Colonels evened things up as they cruised to a 2-1 win behind the pitching of Eduardo Del Rosario. He had 10 strikeouts over 7 shutout innings. That's a career high as far as the innings go. The 10 punchouts were the right-hander's second-highest career total. He struck out 11 Kane County hitters a year ago for the Colonels. An RBI single by Mason McCoy in the bottom of the ninth inning last night at Duane Banks Field propelled Iowa to a 4-3 win over Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Josh Marching was credited with the win. He struck out 5 in 2 innings of relief work. The Hawkeyes will be back in action this weekend as they face Penn State in Big Ten play. Northern Iowa announced today it'll install new AstroTurf in the Unidome in time for the 2017 football season. That project's expected to cost $900,000. It'll be paid for through an internal fund for improvements. The new turf, set to feature the UNI logo at the 50-yard line, centered inside a shaded outline of the state of Iowa. Pretty cool design. It's out there on Twitter if you want to search for it. Installation set to begin May 11th. The target completion date is mid-July. Cardinals rained out. Cubs Pirates underway right now. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 9-4 earlier today. 2 home runs for Prairie alum Scott Schebler in that contest. And the White Sox finished off a sweep of the ailing and punchless Kansas City Royals with a 5-2 win earlier today at Guaranteed Rate Field. Something's not right in Kansas City. Royals are going to have to figure out what to do. 6:35, we come back. We'll reset the comings and goings, and well, there weren't any comings. It's all goings at ESPN today, including something that affects you as an ESPN radio listener right here in Eastern Iowa. That and more when the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn returns after this.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post that job to over 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. You can find candidates in any city, in any industry, nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Jalen. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Jalen.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You feel an overwhelming sense of calm in 3, 2, 1. Your home and auto insurance is bundled like a baby in a warm, buttered blanket. The money you save rains gently down upon you. In bills, not in coins, because that would probably hurt.
Worries drift away when you bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Look at your hands. What have they been doing lately? Being softly conditioned by life indoors? Or are they the restless instruments of change? At Valvoline, we believe in hands-on innovation. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. For DIY tips, hot rides, cool merch, and exclusive content, head over to TeamValvoline.com. Join for free today.
I have no idea why we are not doing something to celebrate this at KGYM, but do you know what today is, Alex Kuhn?
The day after National DNA Day.
Well, technically, you are correct.
April 26th?
Today, and you will certainly understand this, as will listeners of this fine, fine Eastern Iowa radio station, today is National Telephone Day. We could have celebrated by having one of a couple guests on with us. We could have had Scott Docterman from the Land of Ten. Let's see, who else could we have had today on National Telephone Day?
Okay. Let's see. So this isn't actually National Telephone Day. This is unofficial KGYM National Telephone Day.
No, it's National Telephone Day. Yes.
And it was this time. Oh, okay. What are the odds?
This show is going to devolve just into us doing something on whatever national day it is. We did put the phones to good use today. We used them to give away the $30 La Cantina gift card. Another one of those coming up for you sometime between 4 and 7 tomorrow when we're here in studio. And we used the phones successfully during the 6 o'clock showdown. So I don't know. I'm waiting for some sort of fissure in the ground and the earth will open up and swallow me whole here since we didn't have any issues today. But plenty to get to here before we get to the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. We mentioned the Colonels underway tonight taking on the Burlington Bees. And if you were listening earlier today on ESPN Radio national programming, you know that between noon and 3 o'clock, there's an opening on the schedule now. And this kind of stinks for us because anytime the ESPN messes with its national product, we have to take emails and phone calls here at the station. And today also happened to be national it used to be National Secretary's Day, and then they changed the name to be more politically correct, and now it's something along the lines of National Administrative Assistant Person's Day or whatever. Anyway, on today of all days, the phone lines were ringing quite often between 12 and 3, mainly right around noon to 12:30, as people were tuning in on their lunch break wanting to know where Russillo and Cannell were. Among the cuts at ESPN today, Danny Cannell was laid off. He's no longer with the network. And Ryan Russillo is rumored to be taking on a lesser role than he has up until now. So it certainly sounds as if the future of that afternoon program is up in the air involving Ryan Russillo. Cannell certainly will not be a part of it. And if you heard Adnan Virk, who was filling in this afternoon, when he would come in and out of breaks, it was always, you are listening to ESPN Radio, not, you're listening to Russillo and Cannell with Adnan Virk. So I have no idea what they're going to do, but it was a relatively popular program. I know a lot of people will tell you that they listen to Mike and Mike on the station and nothing else until local programming kicks in with the gym class at 3 o'clock. I'm a huge fan of the Lebatard Show myself, and as I said, over the last year or so, they weren't necessarily my cup of tea because it was a lot of bro talk for the most part, and I'm just, that's not me, but Russillo and Cannell, I think they had great chemistry, and they worked well together, and certainly when the subject of the NFL was coming up, or when they were talking basketball, because Russillo is an NBA guy with Boston ties, they meshed well together. They had good chemistry, and now ESPN has a void, and I don't know. Cajun Troy on the text line says, what time is Bomani Jones put him in that spot? Bomani Jones would be on right now, and if we did that, I'd have a feeling somebody down the hall would say we are no longer an ESPN affiliate. They'd be looking for something else, and here's the deal. I don't know how much more they can do to weaken their national product. And they let Colin Cowherd leave, and whatever you say about Colin Cowherd, his program on ESPN was very successful. And I was skeptical, but they pulled it off by bringing the Lebatard Show on in its place, and I think Dan's voice has grown, and the popularity of that show, you either get it or you don't if you listen to them, but if anything happens to Mike and Mike in the morning, and the rumor has been for a while that Mike Greenberg is going to be split off and ESPN's going to do something with him, and that maybe it would be Golic and Golic, or I don't know, maybe you try somebody else different in there, but they've weakened their national product, but they're still the industry leader. And
for now,
I think the same thing when I look at the TV and the website side of things, they're still the industry leader.
They are.
You're still going to turn to ESPN for a lot of your news and a lot of your coverage because they're light years ahead of everybody else. Fox has tried to take them down in the past. CNN tried a couple decades ago to get in on the SportsCenter highlight package game, and it didn't work. So you've got ESPN. They're still the big dog. But the problem is the big dog is aging. The big dog has lost a couple miles an hour off its fastball. It's a little bit more hittable at this point, and you don't know how many more years the big dog has.
This was probably, what, 5 or 10 years ago when they wanted to take over pretty much every They wanted to be the king, the big dog, as you say, of every this aspect of sports, whether it's recruiting or horse racing or NASCAR, or just every niche sport out there. They wanted to be the big dog of other than hockey. They pretty much let that go when that TV contract ran out in the late 90s or the early 2000s. But now that's not the case. And you're seeing Dan Patrick kind of led the way. You're seeing big personalities leave from ESPN. And I thought that after when Scott Van Pelt went to the SportsCenter to take that on TV night shift with SportsCenter, there were going to be some ripple effects. And I think Dan Le Batard has done a good job moving to that mid-morning to afternoon spot. The question that I have is, what is the programming on the radio going to look like for that spot after the Dan Le Batard show? Because I thought that Russillo and Cannell were a good palate cleanser to what is a Dan Le Batard show that is not for everybody. I love the show, quite honestly. I think it's funny. They're kind of my stupid kind of humor. But they don't talk a lot of sports. And I thought that Russillo and Cannell, following that, you talked about it. They had good chemistry. And they, like you said, a little bit too much bro talk. But for the most part, they covered the relevant topics and they fed off each other. And I thought they did a good job. Is ESPN going to fill it with another type of first take type program? That's what I'm going to be interested to see, because it looks like, and I look at our poll question and I see 100% of people say, as a sports fan, would you rather be see a program that was informative or combative? And 100% of the people say informative, but clearly the ESPN market research tilted the other way.
We cannot do anything about Dan Patrick. That ship has sailed. He's on another network. We can't do anything with Fox because they are on another station in this market. And so the only other options, if it were to ever come to this, would be what NBC and CBS have on the radio right now. And that goes back to my original point. ESPN, even though it's weakening its product, is still light years ahead of where those other radio stations and networks would be. So you just sort of stay on the ship as long as you can and hope that somebody comes to the rescue at some point. But ESPN, again, we went over the dollar values, and I know people have wanted to hot take this to death, that ESPN made its bed by getting political, and people read so much politics into everything nowadays, it's ridiculous. The problem with ESPN is not the fact that they talk about social justice issues or Colin Kaepernick taking a knee during the national anthem. It's that they're paying $15.2 billion to the NFL and $12.6 billion to the NBA and a combined $11-plus billion to MLB and college football, while they're losing thousands of subscribers a week, daily even, when young people are not subscribing to cable and satellite programming anymore because it's cheaper to cord cut. And why not? Because you can watch what you want to, and you don't have to pay for the Home and Garden Network. If you don't want to watch Home and Garden Network or all of these other, that's the reason why your cable is ridiculously high, is that they've got to charge you for all of these stations. And name me, off the top of your head, how many stations you watch regularly on your TV? Most people, I think, would probably say fewer than 10.
Regularly. I have cable for one reason, quite honestly, anymore.
Impractical Jokers?
It's I don't even watch that anymore. It's to watch live sports. The question that I have is, you talk about this business model failing, and it clearly is because of all the ways that you can access these channels not from your cable provider. You can ESPN3, there are so many apps, Fox Sports Go. How long until you have to pay for those? Is that the next step here? Are these cable stations going to make consumers pay for those?
Well, you've got to have cable, right, to log into BTN to go, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you can't just get that on your own.
But
But the day may arrive at some point where you can subscribe to that service separate.
How easy is it for someone to find someone with a cable package and say, give me your login? It happens all the time, and that's, I think, why they're losing a lot of subscribers, because multiple people are using one cable package to access all of these channels.
Which, that is piracy, and that sucks, and I would never endorse that. But the day is going to... Look, if you're a sports fan, you can get the MLB package through MLB.com for, what, $150 a year or something like that, and you can watch the games. Now, in markets, a little bit more difficult because a lot of the games get blacked out from that standpoint, but there are certainly ways around that. KCRG 9.3, 9.2 and 9.3, you can watch Cubs and White Sox games that aren't on cable over the air absolutely free. Now, it's not the majority of the games, but you just have to fill in the gaps everywhere else. And so this is a dollar and cents issue for ESPN, and the industry, the newspaper industry, went through this about 15 years ago where it started to crumble and erode, and now ESPN is seeing this on the television side of things as well. They're telling themselves everything is going to be okay, but it's not, and there will probably be more cuts coming, and ESPN's going to have to address how they do business moving forward, but it's not a political issue. It's that ESPN has been upping the ante for programming rights to leagues like the NFL and the NBA. And while they're doling out billion-dollar checks, their revenue is plummeting. And it's not because people are upset about somebody like Stephen A. Smith or Bomani Jones saying something about African Americans. It's because 25-year-old people are cord-cutting. That's why they're losing the majority of their revenue. Now, that's not to say that there isn't somebody in Hoover, Alabama, that's really pissed off about Colin Kaepernick, and that's why he's not watching ESPN anymore, because it's a liberal station. But those people are in the minority. The majority of the people that are leading to this are the ones that are cord-cutting, and that genie's out of the bottle. It's not going back in anytime soon. So it's up to ESPN now to not embrace it, but they've got to figure out what they're going to do in order to thrive and survive and move forward, because they're still the worldwide leader, and they will be, and with good reason, because of all of the resources that they have. Hell, they're owned by Mickey Mouse. They got money to throw anywhere they want, but as far as the business model goes, they're sort of dragging Mickey Mouse down, and Mickey don't play that. 319-366-1600, that is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And my apologies to Cajun Troy. I didn't even see that she was up there waiting to talk. Troy, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Hey, listen, this ESPN thing, I'm just like myself. I grew up with ESPN, watching it with Dan Patrick, and, when it all started out, my son's first words was da-da-da, da-da-da. But the thing that bothers me is that, one thing I saw online, that they're cutting out the sports reporters. Because I don't watch it as much as you said in the news said TV. You can read a lot of things now. Because even with football, Chris Berman, that was the thing on Sunday night to watch the highlights. But now you got the Crack Channel, which is Red Zone, and they show you every touchdown it is, so you don't need to wait for ESPN to show the highlights. So I think a lot of these things, and you hit it on the head, I think, Tyler, that I think they're going to start challenging people, because my son, 25, and he kind of listens to Bomani Jones on the app and all these other guys, Dan Lepertar. So they're going to start charging these kids to try to get this money back. But the Sports Reporter, that's really one of my shows I watch on Sunday morning, and that's unfortunately. So ESPN, I think they're going to lose a lot of people, and they're going to lose a lot more money. So it's sad that these guys lost their job, but I don't watch it much as I used to myself.
And you are certainly not alone, but we appreciate the fact that you still listen to us here locally. 366-1600, Jerry Ask Investment Services text line available for you. And we'll be again on the gym class tomorrow. Scott and Mark will have Colonel's tickets for you. We need to step aside and take our final break of the afternoon. We'll get you an update on how the Colonels are doing at Veterans Memorial Stadium and set the table for Thursday's shortened edition of the show after this.
Spring is in the air, which means it's shoulder season at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino. Join us for a chance to shake the rust off your game at the year's very best prices. Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino is now open, and you'll save a bundle with shoulder season rates now through April 27th. Check out overnight stay and play packages and book your tee time online at bluetopridge.com or by calling 319-648-0044. Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino, Iowa's premier casino and golf destination, just south of Iowa City.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are 4 times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Hi, Patrick Eads, owner of Geary Ford. I may not have the biggest dealership or the largest inventory, but I can promise you a fast, hassle-free experience with the friendliest people around and our best price up front.
On over 100 sale-priced used cars that come with 3 months, 3,000 miles comprehensive warranty and payments as low as $119 a month with zero down or up to $6,000 off MSRP on new Fusion and Escapes. With more inventory, more financing, and lower rates, you'll drive home in a newer vehicle and have a lower monthly payment than you have now.
Experience the way car buying should be at Geary Ford, Iowa City, or online at GearyFord.com.
Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn in the final stages tonight here on a Wednesday. If you're listening to us on 106.3 FM or 1600 AM, you're going to get Game 5 between Boston and Chicago. That's coming to you from Boston at the top of the hour. 107.5 FM, Twins and Rangers on the Twins Radio Network. Time now for your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We'll start at Veterans Memorial Stadium, where the Cedar Rapids Colonels closing out a 7-game homestand with the third and final game of a series with the Burlington Bees. They are scoreless after one inning of play. Colonels took Game 2 of the series last night, due in large part to the pitching of Eduardo Del Rosario. He struck out 10 Burlington hitters as Cedar Rapids won 2-1. The 7 shutout innings for the right-hander, a new career high. His 10 punch-outs fell one short of his career high. And again, this is the rubber match of that 3-game series. An RBI single by Mason McCoy in the bottom of the 9th inning last night at Duane Banks Field pushed Iowa to a 4-3 win over Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Josh Marching was credited with the win for the Hawkeyes. He had 5 strikeouts in 2 innings of relief work. Iowa will be back in action facing Penn State this weekend in Big Ten play. And UNI announced today that it's installing new AstroTurf at the Unidome in time for next football season. The project will cost $900,000. It'll be paid for by an internal improvement fund within the athletic department. The new turf set to feature a shaded outline of the state of Iowa as well as the UNI logo at midfield. Installation scheduled to begin May 11th, the targeted completion date the middle of July, according to the school. Coming up on tomorrow's program, we mentioned it's going to be a shortened version of the show. We'll be off at 6 o'clock for the NFL draft, bringing you coverage, complete first-round coverage via ESPN. Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago will be with us at 5:30 as we get the last-minute breakdown on what the Chicago Bears look to do with the third overall pick in the draft. Plus, it's Thursday, and that means would you for Kyle Mann, our associate producer, my co-host Alex Kuhn. Appreciate you listening. NBA basketball and baseball on the way.
Attention motorsports fans. Save big at the Yamaha Get Out and Ride sales event at Sun & Fun Motorsports with rock-bottom financing. Huge customer cash plus more on Yamaha motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides like the Superbike Champion R1 and Super Sport Champ R6, new for 2017. Save on Yamaha FZ Extreme.